Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Better Than a Thousand Months, Laylatul Qadr. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the most generous and the bestower of kindness. He is the one who has honored us with the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And he is the one who has made them an opportunity to multiply our good deeds and to attain unto forgiveness and paradise therein. So to Allah belongs all praise, for he is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, who is alone without partner and is the most high in ranks. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, and the best of those who strive in obedience to their Lord and seek nearness to Him. O Allah, send your blessings, peace and mercy upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in guidance in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. O servants of Allah, have taqwa of Allah and obey him, for he, the Most High, says, Ya أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those who came before you, in order that you may attain unto taqwa, fasting for a limited number of days. O believers who are fasting, as the month of Ramadan is coming to an end, and we find that only a few days remain, and we recognize that the limited days of Ramadan passing us by, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that what remains ahead of us is the best of its moments. And what remains ahead of us are times of divine blessings, of mercy, of forgiveness and rewards. For these brothers and sisters are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And let us reflect upon the last 10 nights of Ramadan, for they are the most honored nights and days within the entire year. And within them lies the greatest of the nights we can attain unto in a year. For about this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Inna kunna mundhirin. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. Indeed, we sent it, the Quran, down during a blessed night. Indeed, we were to warn mankind, for on that night is made distinct every precise matter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in regards to its status and the great events that occur within this night, says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu wal-ruhu fiha bi-ithni rabbihim min kulli amr. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Indeed, we sent it, i.e. the Quran, down during the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr. And what will make you know what the night of decree is? The night of decree is better than a thousand months. For the angels and the spirit, Ruh, descend therein by the permission of their Lord for every matter. Peace there is until the emergence of dawn. And brothers and sisters, how can there not be peace? And how can this night not be full of peace and security and tranquility when on this night the angels descend upon the believers and they say Ameen to the prayers of the devoted and they bear witness to the worship of the obedient ones? For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Innal malaikata tilka al-layla fil ardi aktharu min adad al-hasa. He said, indeed, the angels on that night are more numerous on earth than the number of pebbles therein. And brothers and sisters, how honorable is such a night? How great is its rank? How vast is its goodness? This is so much that a rational person should never neglect the value of this night. And no virtuous individual would ever let it go to waste. And in fact, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to seize and take advantage of its blessings and to seek it out diligently. For he said, تَحَيَّرُوا لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. He said, seek out the night of degree in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was thereby informing us that the most probable likelihood is that the night of decree is in the last 10 nights. And in different narrations, we're told to look for it in the odd nights. And so he taught us to be cautious and to strive throughout these nights to ensure we do not miss out on its blessings. And this was due to his great concern that we should attain unto the blessings of this night and not be deprived of its virtues. For he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, مَنْ حُرِمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرَهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. He said, whoever is deprived of the blessings of this night has been deprived of all good. And none is deprived of its blessings except the one who is truly unfortunate. And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, also said, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That whoever stands in prayer on the night of decree with faith and seeking reward, his past sins will be forgiven. So brothers and sisters, O you who seek goodness, strive. If any one of us has been negligent so far, let us make up for our shortcomings in this blessed month and in this great opportunity before time runs out and Ramadan comes to an end with us not having attained unto the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned about such a person or people by saying, وَرَغِمَ عَنْفُ رَجُلٍ دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ رَمَضَانٍ ثُمَّنْ سَلَخَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُغْفَرَ لَهُ. He said, may that person be humiliated who upon him Ramadan comes and then he lets it pass without having attained unto the forgiveness for his sins. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is what this month is showing us and giving us, this ultimate forgiveness. And so let us exert our utmost effort and follow the example of our own Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, who it has been narrated as saying, كَانَ يَجْتَهِدُ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam would exert himself in worship during the last 10 nights more than at any other time. And this exertion, brothers and sisters, wasn't just for himself. For he would even awake up those around him, being avid for their goodness so that they would not miss the rewards. For our mother Aisha radiallahu anha narrates saying, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا دَخْلَ الْعَشْرُ أَحْيَا اللَّيْلَ وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ. That when the last 10 nights began, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stay up at night, wake up his family, and devote himself earnestly to worship. O servants of Allah, how can we best prepare ourselves for these nights? These are just some pointers that we feel that we all need to take into account. And they are, firstly, brothers and sisters, preserve your prayers in congregation and pay special importance to praying Fajr and Isha in congregation. For the one who does so, they earn the reward of having prayed the entire night. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ صَلَّ عِشَاءَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَامَ نِسْفَ اللَّيْلِ وَمَنْ صَلَّ الصُّبْحَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا صَلَّ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ. That whoever prays Isha in congregation, it is as if he prayed in prayer for the half the night. And whoever prays Fajr in congregation, it is as if he's prayed the whole night. Secondly, brothers and sisters, do not neglect Taraweeh prayer in the mosque. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna rajula idha salla ma'a al-imami hatta yansarifa husiba lahu qiyamu layla." That whoever prays with the imam until he finishes, it will be recorded for him as if he spent the whole night in prayer. Thirdly, brothers and sisters, make sure to increase your recitation of the Quran in these nights. and days, and make much dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make much dua for yourself, for the believers, and all of the ummah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the midst of the verses about fasting, He says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And when my servants ask you concerning me, then indeed I am near. I respond to the supplication of the supplicant when he calls upon me. And especially, brothers and sisters, say the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Aisha radiallahu anha when she asked what should she say if she was to come upon the night of decree. And he told her to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afa fa'fu anni. O Allah, you are the most forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. Then, brothers and sisters, these are the days and the nights when we have to ensure that we maintain good relationships with those around us. So if ever there's a time to be kind to your parents, for husbands to be good to their wives, wives to be good to their husbands, to maintain ties with our relatives and to engage in acts of charity and reconciliation, then this is the time. If ever there was a time to avoid disputes and conflict and time wasting on social media, to not engage in arguments, offensive speech or improper behavior that diminish one's rewards, then this is the time. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمْرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحِ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ إِبْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no good in much of the private conversation except for those who enjoin charity or good conduct or reconciliation between people. And whoever does that seeking the approval of Allah, then we will surely give him a great reward. So brothers and sisters, these are the nights and days of our lives. These are the nights and days that will determine the ultimate success of our lives. So anyone who is cognizant of their reality will exert himself therein, will encourage his family and inspire those around him to make the most of these blessed moments and times. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.